Hallelujah. I'm glad to see your smiling faces today. You had your Wheaties or Cheerios for breakfast, right? Whatever. Some of you had nothing for breakfast. You're waiting for an omelet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're still on the series Limitless, and for a couple more weeks, in fact. So how can you get more and more and more? Well, you know, the Word is full of the goodness of God, of the good things of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to continue this, and we're going to talk about limitless wisdom today. Now, we've talked last week about limitless faith. Hallelujah. That all things are possible to them that believe. And we'll never stop talking about faith because it's in our DNA around here. We speak what we believe. That's the spirit of faith that's on us, and we're all trying to do that in a better way. None of us are perfect yet, but we've learned to speak to the mountain, speak to the problem. Don't talk to God about the problem. You speak to the problem. You have the authority to do that. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11 through 13, Message Bible. We're going to read this again. Now, the Corinthians church was didn't come behind in any of the gifts of the Spirit. In fact, Paul had to do some instruction on how to operate in the gifts, tongues and prophecy and interpretation and so on and so forth, to the Corinthian church, but they were living below what belonged to them. And I believe that the modern church today is still living below what we could live. Amen? An abundant life. Amen. The healthy life, a prosperous life. Amen. So we're going to read this again. You know how you read this every week? Well, it's good to read it every week. Amen. All right, during this series. It says, Dear Corinthians, I can't tell you how much I long for you to enter into the wide open, spacious life. See, that was Paul's prayer for the Corinthian church, not only for the Corinthian church, but for Living Word Church. Right. Amen. Yeah. An open, wide open, spacious life. We didn't fence you in. But the smallest you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. Open up your lives, live openly and expansively. Hallelujah. And that's what I want us to do. We need to be striving toward that. We need to stop living so small in our thinking. Because God is a big God, and he wants us to act like his children. Amen? Amen? Yeah. We are heirs of God and co-heirs with Jesus Christ. And let's not get all spiritual about it. Whoo, you know? Just like Ephesians chapter 1, you know, it says we are blessed with all spiritual blessing, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. But people say, whoo, that's spiritual. Hallelujah. We're going to float on clouds. Amen? Do you know everything that is in the natural, this pulpit right here, came from the Spirit?
Yes.
Because God is Spirit.
That's right.
Everything, all of the whole earth was created by a spirit being, and everything was spirit. Material came out of spirit.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. If we could just get that in our mind. Hallelujah. We want things to manifest. See, things are going to begin develop in your spirit, man, before they manifest on the outside.
Amen. Right on.
You're going to be building something on the inside before it shows up on the outside. We used to sing that song, Something in the Inside. Or how did that go? Pastor Lori's not here. Something on the inside, working on the outside. Something like that. Amen. Hallelujah. We used to sing that way back. Glory to God. But it's something on the inside. That's the Holy Ghost. We're on the inside. Amen. We get changed from the inside. It'll change us on the outside. Period. So, limitless wisdom. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Solomon said this, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding.
Amen?
Amen? Yeah. Now, we're going to read some scriptures here in the Old Testament, but know this, there is a drastic difference when we move into the New Testament when we talk about wisdom. And in reality, the Holy Spirit wasn't in anybody in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit would come on kings, which Solomon was a king, priests, and prophets to operate in their ministry gift that they were operating in. But to come and abide permanently, we get that. Amen? We enjoy the Holy Spirit. Amen? Being with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hallelujah. So wisdom is a principal thing. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7, we're going to read some scriptures here, and this is the story of Solomon asking for wisdom. And I think God is pleased with that. Amen. Because God doesn't want a bunch of dummies down here.
Right.
All right? We need to be wise. In fact, Jesus said the world is wiser in some things than the people of God.
Yeah.
But we need to wise up.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. It says, "Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing and have not asked for a long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your word." Now look at this.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, this is powerful.
Woo.
"I have done according to your words." God will always do according to your words. In fact, if God's word is in your mouth, the angels hearken to the voice of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
So what words are you giving God to operate?
Yes.
"Well, I'm just waiting on the Lord." Well, you can wait and go to your grave waiting on the Lord. Even in the Hebrew, waiting on the Lord isn't getting in an easy chair
right.
and doing nothing.
Right.
It's expectation.
Right.
It's expectation. And if we have expectation, we're expecting something to happen. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. Hallelujah. So, he said there that God, it pleased God. He said, "Because you have asked this thing," you haven't asked a long life, you haven't asked stuff that was, you know, everything's important. But he said, "I will give you a wise and understanding heart so that that there has not been anyone like you before, nor shall be any like you to arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all of your days." And in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 30, it says, "Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that was a God thing. Hallelujah. Amen?
Yes.
Now, the thing is that we see wisdom. There's a difference between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom. And David said this, or Daniel, actually in chapter 12, verse 4, says, "In the last days many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." And we can see that now.
That's right.
Knowledge has increased. The increase of knowledge in science, in medical. I'm not talking about the vaccine either. We won't go there. Travel, technology. Do you know that 10 years from now, your cell phones aren't going to be like they are now?
Yep.
Who knows what they're going to be like? Amen. 80% of the world's total knowledge has happened in the last decade. 80%. And you know, they were, think about it, if you study history up to the 1900s, early 1900s, everybody was driving a horse and buggy. And not everybody had cars until Henry Ford developed the Model T that a common person could afford. And they did financing to help people to be able to drive the Model T Ford, and that was the most selling car in that decade, in that time, in that season. And the only color you could get in it was black. Amen. But anyway, you see how things have increased. When we moved back here, we talked about 1982, we didn't even have a computer. The first thing we believed God for was a typewriter, which cost $1,000. Because we needed to get the message out. So it was one of those, you know, fancy ones that did everything. But, and then the computers came out, and then it was DOS. How many remember that and the floppy disk? Some of you are old enough to remember that. And you had to know all of these language to do all that kind of stuff until Apple came out, and then Microsoft developed, and we could start to understand things. And then, do you know your phone is, your cell phones are, has more power? I was excited when they got a 100 gig hard drive. I remember that, because we start out with a 25 or 50 gig hard drive in our computer, and damn, boy, think about that, how technology has increased. Supersonic, amen, in a way that, and now they have computers that think for you. Artificial intelligence, we don't want to go there, do we? I want a robot to clean the house, you know that? Hallelujah. Remember the Jetsons, right?
Yes.
Well, that'd be cool. 90% of all the scientists who have ever lived are alive today. So wisdom is increasing. Knowledge is increasing. But we who are the people of God, we can tap into a supernatural knowledge and ability, and we don't even have to ask Siri. No, no, you're used to Googling everything. How many of you do that? When you don't know how to do a project,
yeah,
you go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to learn how to do anything, basically. But I think, I mean, that's all good. But I think we're not spending enough time in the presence of God to download his wisdom and his thoughts and things.
That's it.
We go to the computer before we go to God. And this is powerful. Isaiah 55, verse 8. It says, "More of my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." How many of you know that we need the thoughts of God?
Amen.
Amen. See, one word from God can change our lives. And we need to think about that. Amen. So we have a limitless wisdom in God, being born again, being a Christian. Hallelujah. That's God's child. That's our heritage, and we need to learn to tap into it. Hallelujah. We see it prophesied, prophetically spoken about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. It says this of Jesus, "Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root." Amen. "And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him." Woo, glory to God. "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Wow. When Jesus came on the scene, everything changed. When you understand that the Holy Spirit is inside of you, everything changes. It says the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Amen. 1 John 4:17 says, as he is, so are we in the world. As he is. So if these things rested on him, they can also rest upon us. Amen. I want you to make this confession with me. Because the Spirit of the Lord rests upon me, I have the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. I have the Spirit of counsel and might. I have the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the Word of God, if you would take a hold of that scripture and declare it for yourself, will change you from the inside out. Hallelujah. Your family will come to you when they're going through a problem and you'll have the answers. Hallelujah. You might not have it immediately, but you can turn around and say, oh, glory to God. Downloaded. Oh, oh, praise the Lord. He'll start coming forth. See, that's two of the gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom and word of knowledge. That we can operate because we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. Now, look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, the Amplified Bible. Are you guys getting anything this morning? In him. Now, those of us have been in Bible school. Mark Hinkins teaches in him realities, in Christ realities. Awesome. And so in him, in Christ, we are in Christ. Say, I'm in Christ. All the treasures of divine wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and lie hidden in him. In him. You don't need Google. Hallelujah. And again, I'm not saying don't go to that. We all do that. But I'm saying we have learned to depend so much on technology that we've walked away from getting into the presence of God and asking him some things and seeking wisdom from him. And I know there's safety in the multitude of counselors. But our counsel, New Testament, is in the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Spirit, the ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, now, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. This is why you have to get into the what we call the Pauline epistles, the letters written to the church, because it explodes the whole plan of redemption and what it's about. Amen. All right. It says here, 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we, say we, have the mind of Christ. What an acknowledgement. What a confession. I have, one translation says, I have the understanding of Jesus. I have the understanding of Jesus. I have the understanding. Wow. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have the understanding of Jesus. And remember, in Jesus, all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You think Solomon was smart? You know, it's funny, people, when they think about heaven, they think about going playing a harp on the clouds. Who do you think gave man wisdom to make a computer? You're talking about technology is going to blow your... I often I wonder about how what Peter thought heaven was like when he got up there. There's all kind. God has prepared things that we cannot even comprehend. It's waiting for us. And you know what? He wants to download it into his church with inventions. That things have never been invented before. Why can't it come from the body of Christ? And why can't it come from us, the church? Amen? Download it. One idea. One idea. Just one idea. Praise God. Isn't that powerful? All right. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ. All right. James chapter 1. How many of you know James chapter 1? Powerful. It says this, for if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable and unstable in all of his ways. So the wisdom, if you lack wisdom, don't go to the world immediately. Go to God. It says here, if you're determined, if you go to God, well, you know, I want an instant. I want an instant answer. I want an instant. What happened to praying and fasting a few days? Getting rid of all the garbage in your mind and all these waiting before the Lord, expectation. God, I need this answer. Instead of going, I need it right now. Right now. And if you don't give me, I'm going to ask Siri. We need to slow down. And some of you got at such a high pace that you don't know how to slow down. Amen? Maybe we need to leave our phones in the other room and seek the Lord. Worship him. Spend time with him. Remember, his ways are not our ways. His ways is higher than our ways. And he wants to tell us some things about our families. He wants to tell us some things about our future. He wants to download some things in us. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. And he'll do it in our spirit man. And through the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to say a confession together. And in fact, I've asked Jazara to put this confession, okay, on our app. Okay, so if you don't have our app, maybe you guys can put how to get on the app. Do you have a slide up there that you can do that? How to download the app, Living Word, M-A. Okay, on iTunes or on, right? On, huh? It's up there? Okay. Because you can listen to these messages over and over on our app. They have Bible reading and so on and so forth. So if you haven't used our app before, do it because it'll be a blessing to you. Amen? Hallelujah. So say this with me. And this needs to be our consistent confession. All right? The Spirit of truth abides in me and teaches me all things. And he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. For I have the wisdom of God now. I trust in the Lord with all of my heart. I lean not unto my own understanding. In all of my ways, I acknowledge him, and he directs my path. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom. I do follow the good shepherd. I know his voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Jesus is made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Therefore, I confess I have the wisdom of God. I am the righteousness of God in the anointed Jesus. I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ. I am His workmanship, created in Jesus. Therefore, I have the mind of Christ, and the wisdom of God is formed within. I have put off the old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of Him that created me. I have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened. I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the Word of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. And the Bible also says, I have an anointing to know all things. Praise God. Lift up your hands this morning. Amen. Let's worship God. Praise the Lord. Amen for wisdom. Amen for wisdom. Hallelujah. We have the ability. We're plugged in. Amen. If you're born again, you are plugged in. Hallelujah. To a hotline to heaven. Praise God. And we have that wisdom abiding in us. In Him is hidden all the untapped. What does it mean untapped? There's things that's not been untapped yet. Wisdom and knowledge. Let's go and untap them in Jesus' name. Amen? How many of you know you can do that? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Again, Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that is at work within us. Hallelujah. Bow your heads this morning. I want to give you an opportunity to receive Christ into your life. Hallelujah. If you're here, number one, you need to go to heaven and not hell. I was reading some articles on hell, and it's not a good place. Not a good place. You do not want to go there. But heaven has been prepared for you and I. Glory to God. All we have to do, you know how to get a ticket to heaven? You believe that Jesus died for your sins, and you ask Him into your heart. Not by works, lest any man should boast. It is a free gift. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. So if you're here today and you have not asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life, to be your Lord and Savior, we're all going to say this prayer together. Praise the Lord. And you'll be changed. You'll be a new person in Christ Jesus. And you can just receive everything that we've talked about today because you're now a son and daughter of God. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come before You a sinner. I thank You for sending Jesus to the cross to die in my place. Now, Lord Jesus, I ask You to come into my heart, to come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. And I thank You for it right now, that I am now Your child, Father. Hallelujah. I praise You. Amen. The heaven is my home. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now, if you said that prayer for the first time, let us know. Put on your Connect card, your green card. You can also let us know, along with your prayer request, that you have received Christ. And we have a free gift for you in the back. So in our experience team, the little table back there, tell them, and we'll give you some information that will help you in your walk with the Lord.